As a very last resort, before I chose how to make my exit from the world, I decided to see a doctor. "My mess is a bit of a life right now," I mumbled. "I mean, not that." She indicated that I should elaborate, but I couldn't. I couldn't speak. The words wouldn't come. They were there, but they were out of my reach. She referred me to a therapist. I went and I said nothing. I didn't know what to say. I didn't want to say anything. And even if I did want to say something, the alien and the moths and Godzilla and the dark overlord beaver made it impossible. After weeks of silence, I was losing hope. "Her, how are you?" "Me." I tried to speak, but the moths were flapping furiously in my brain. The alien was pounding on my chest. Godzilla was stomping all over my inner Tokyo, and the dark overlord beaver was tucking into my intestines. "Her, can you tell me what's going on?" "Me." The moths began bombarding and ricocheting inside my skull. The alien had acquired some kind of enormous mallet. Godzilla was roaring and obliterating my inner Tokyo, and the dark overlord beaver was now gorging on my innards. "Her, can you tell me how you're feeling?" "Me." The moths suddenly stopped flapping. The alien stopped mid-pound. Godzilla stood, helicopter drumstick in hand and foot hovering over a building. The dark overlord beaver put down my lower intestine. They all cocked their heads and listened to what I was going to say next. "Her, are you anxious about anything?" I nodded. "Her, can you tell me some of the things that worry you?" I shook my head. "Her, maybe you could write them down." And so I did.